morning, Kent. How are you?
Buddy, I'm great. Now, I hear you've been under the weather.
Oh, yeah, man. About 5 days straight. I haven't got out of bed.
That's not a good thing. Did you have any, like, songwriting ideas come into your mind while you were laying there?
Yeah, like George Jones, you know, death songs. But that's about it. I wasn't thinking about much.
Thank you for spending some time with me here this morning, man. And we love your music. And for folks who don't know you, who are just hearing Kent talk to this guy named Mickey LaMantia here, tell us about yourself a little bit and how'd you get into music and what are you doing right now and all that good stuff.
Well, to be honest, I first got into music, as a kid, I was playing. I got a shot to open up for Willie Nelson at a young age, and then, you know, I drifted into the work scene, and then I heard a guy named Jamie Johnson start singing and writing music, and I wrote a song called The Dash, and I said, you know, I could probably do this, and I wrote The Dash in 2011, and we're 8 years later. I've been pushing, working a full-time job, recording my first album in 2015, and, you know, I'm already on my fourth album. I think I just released in September. And, you know, this is the time right now where I'm really striking a chord with other people.
You know, your voice, my friend, is just a very classic and honestly, I'm going to say, like, something unlike anything else on the radio. And I think that's why our Z100 listeners, when they first heard How Far Would I Fall, they start calling into the station saying, who is this? We have never heard something like this. Do you find that a lot in the stations that are playing the song?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think the duet, first it was going to be a single without being a duet. And then I got Melanie Cannon to sing on it. Obviously, she just like brings a whole nother universe of talent to the song. And that song right there is just everything. I think it just hits everybody that has been down and out and feels left pushed aside by society, whether it be a veteran or just a person that's maybe found a habit that's not good, that doesn't resonate with the, you know, rest of the world, and they're just pushed aside and lonely, you know.
Do you travel back and forth to Nashville often, or do you do this all over the internet?
I go back and forth. I record everything down in Nashville. Any business I do, I go down to Nashville. I got a family of, I got two kids. My son is 13 and my daughter is 9. So I'm not really willing to put their future at risk by just, mm-hmm. Saying, hey, you know I can do this. I'm going to go do it. Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to make sure that I got enough solid music and timing is right. And right now the timing is almost just about right. So
we're just looking forward to this, brother. And if folks are listening right now, we piqued their curiosity. Give us, like, your website.
You can find me at MickeyML750.com, Facebook, any Spotify, everything. We've got music everywhere on any digital site. Yeah, we're really looking forward to coming down.
We are going to have a great time. It's going to be a great night. It's February 29th, and if you're driving up and down the road, don't do it right now, but when you get to the office or wherever it is you're heading to, just log on to Z100FM.com, click on to St. Jude Jam, and you can get your tickets and see Mickey LaMantia doing his thing right there for us and helping out St. Jude. Mickey, it's so nice to talk to you, brother. I hope you feel better and have a wonderful day, my friend.
I can't wait to see you guys down there in person.